Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Brandon, and I'm with Americanized Benefit Consultants. I want to thank everyone for attending today's presentation, and I'm confident you'll find the time spent worthwhile. Now, we're going to be talking about maintenance medication this morning, specifically a unique program designed to lower cost, improve choice, and most importantly, make a positive impact on medication compliance. Okay, three quick housekeeping items before we get started. Number one, we'll be discussing a program designed for self-funded organizations, so if your plan is fully insured, this might not be relevant. Number two, this webinar will last approximately 20 minutes and we will end on time. Number three, in order to end on time, we're not going to do any live questions and answers during this webinar. Historically, when we take questions, things tend to run long and we don't want that to happen. However, if you have any questions or comments, please type them in the question and answer box below and someone will get back to you quickly. So, with those items out of the way, I'd like to introduce Chris with Benefits Ally, who will be presenting the webinar today. Now, just a little background. Americanized Benefit Consultants partners with Benefits Ally to bring intelligent healthcare solutions to our clients. These are unique programs that make a real difference in the cost of healthcare for both employers and employees. Benefits Ally only works with select benefit consultants across the nation, and we're proud to have them working with us at Americanized Benefit Consultants. With that, I'll turn things over to Chris with Benefits Ally.
Okay, thank you for that introduction, and good morning, everyone. Today's presentation is all about maintenance medication, and specifically a unique program with a track record of success. I'm excited to share the concept with you this morning. Okay, so I like to start every presentation with goals and give you a couple things to think about over the next 20 minutes or so. Specifically, goals when you're thinking about maintenance medication, and there are two. Number one, lowering the cost per day. So, you have people on your health plan who are taking maintenance medication for chronic conditions like high cholesterol. What are you paying per day for an employee who takes medication to treat his high cholesterol? More importantly, what are you doing to drive down that cost per day? That's a really simple metric and something employers should look at considering we spend over $300 billion a year on prescription medication. Number two, making compliance easy. How are you helping people who have chronic conditions stay compliant with any medication needs? If someone has high blood pressure and should be taking medication daily, obviously you want them doing that. Medication non-compliance has been estimated to cost $290 billion a year. Making medication compliance easy is a crucial goal. So, the program we're discussing today can help employers make meaningful progress toward both of these goals. All right, let's kick things off with a question. How many people on your health plan right now take a maintenance medication? Think about maintenance medication for chronic conditions like high cholesterol or diabetes. What percentage of your employees do you think have filled a maintenance medication in the last 12 months? We're going to put up a poll right now and give you a chance to answer that very question. So take a look at the poll and please answer what you think the percentage is for your plan in the last 12 months. We'll pause for about 10 seconds while you make your choice. All right, thanks for voting, and most employers tell us they think it's about 35%. However, when you look at employers' actual data, using our definition of maintenance medication, we typically see around 72% of people, and they are filling an average of 10.6 prescriptions for maintenance medication each year. Huge challenge, but also a huge opportunity for employers who are willing to be innovative. Imagine this picture represents some of the people on your health plan today. One of your employees, we'll call him Paul, has high cholesterol, like millions of other Americans. To manage his high cholesterol, Paul is taking atorvastatin, a common generic maintenance medication. As a plan sponsor, you want Paul to take his medication, manage his condition effectively, and avoid a large claim that would adversely impact the financial performance of your plan. But if I were to ask you, how much would your plan pay for Paul's atorvastatin? Would you know? Most employers have no idea. They get a bill every month for their pharmacy spend, but they don't know the costs for any individual medications. That's a problem if you're really focused on trying to control costs. Now, there are numerous factors that typically go into what employers pay for specific medications. Some of these factors include, what is the average wholesale price, or AWP? What is the discount? Are you getting any rebates? Retail versus mail order. What are the dispensing fees? It's almost impossible to unravel what you actually pay for these medications. As a result, it's very difficult for most employers to manage costs. So, let's talk about a different approach and a unique program we are big fans of at Benefits Ally. Here is what you need to know. First, it's a program that is offered in addition to your existing pharmacy program. We're not talking about replacing or changing anything. This is a program that is offered as an additional choice for employees. Second, as part of this program, your members have access to approximately 1,200 generic maintenance medications across dozens of therapeutic categories. Medications to treat common chronic conditions like high cholesterol, asthma, diabetes, arthritis, etc. Members can get a true 90-day supply shipped directly to their house for free, no cost to the member. Third, for the plan sponsor, it's a fixed price model, meaning each of these medications has a fixed price of either $25, $50, $75, or $100 for a true 90-day supply. So, for example, on Paul's atorvastatin to manage his high cholesterol, the program can ship a 90-day supply directly to Paul for $50 all in, no shipping fees, rebates, or weird discounts. As a plan sponsor, you know a 90-day supply of atorvastatin is going to cost $50. Oh, and remember, Paul gets the cholesterol medication he needs delivered to his home for free. That's important from a medication compliance perspective, which we'll discuss later in this presentation. Let me show you some numbers that will illustrate why we think this program makes sense for many employers. Recently, we looked at claims data on a mid-sized group and specifically what both the plan and members paid for atorvastatin. The total amount paid was $28,931 with their current plan. However, if the same medication and quantity of atorvastatin was filled through this unique program, it would cost $6,200. 124 prescriptions of atorvastatin, 90 days of supply per prescription, at a cost of $50 each. Potential savings of $22,731 on a single medication. This is a dramatic example of why we think this model can make sense for many organizations. We talked earlier about measuring pharmacy costs, especially for maintenance medication, in terms of the cost per day. Now here's a graph that looks at five of the highest utilized maintenance medications for a specific group and illustrates the total savings on a per-day basis. For example, on simvastatin, there was a potential savings of 58 cents per day, and there were 8,340 days of this medication filled. You can see some pretty compelling savings figures and why dozens of employers across the U.S. are using this program right now. Let's talk about brand versus generic. Increasing generic utilization is clearly an opportunity for every employer when it comes to lowering the cost per day. However, it's especially crucial when it comes to maintenance medication since people are taking their medication on a routine basis in many cases every day. How can employers move the needle and increase generic utilization with this program? Let's go back to this picture and imagine it represents some of the people on your health plan. Another one of your employees, we'll call her Susie, has stomach issues. To help manage her stomach issue, Susie takes a very common brand name medication. This particular medication does not have a generic version, and so she spends $480 every year for the medication and takes a trip to the pharmacy every 30 days to fill her prescription. As we mentioned on the prior slide, there is no generic version of the medication Susie takes. However, there are generic alternatives available, meaning there are medications in the same therapeutic class to help people with stomach issues. One generic alternative is omeprazole. Now, Susie could continue with the status quo, paying $480 a year and taking multiple trips to the pharmacy, or she could talk with her doctor about trying omeprazole. Why would she do that? To save hundreds of dollars a year and hours of time spent at the pharmacy. Because she could get omeprazole shipped straight to her house every 90 days for free. Now, we recently worked with an employer to review their claims data and compare the cost for this specific brand name medication, $77,722, to the cost if everyone transitioned to this program and used omeprazole, $6,550. Huge savings potential of $71,172 if everyone made the transition. But we know that's not realistic. However, some people like Susie could and will make the switch. So we're going to put up another poll question on the right side of your screen and think about what would happen if you offered this program to your members. What percentage of people do you think would transition from a brand name medication to a generic alternative? We'll pause for 10 seconds while you answer. So here's the good news. When you give people access to this program, a significant utilization shift from brand to generic can occur. We typically see around 35% on brand name medications. When you offer this program, people will start looking at their own situation, talking with their doctors, and in some cases, making a transition to a generic alternative. Why? Well, because it's free and easy. If you save hundreds of dollars a year and never have to go to the pharmacy to pick it up, that's a pretty compelling value proposition. This graph illustrates the reduction in utilization in terms of days filled after offering the program. You can see some dramatic shifts. For example, the first column is the brand medication from our example with Susie. The number of days filled dropped from 5,925 to 3,208, a 46% reduction. You can see similar reductions on other specific medications to treat chronic conditions in multiple categories. A 54% reduction on a brand cholesterol medication, 39% reduction on brand name antidepressant, etc. When you give people a choice to use this program, some absolutely will make a transition. When these transitions occur, your plan and your members are saving money. Let's restate and summarize the program at a high level. First, the program is something you can offer in addition to your existing pharmacy program. Does not require replacing or changing anything when it comes to your current plan. Second, members will have access to approximately 1,200 generic maintenance medications across dozens of therapeutic categories, diabetes, high cholesterol, asthma, etc. They can receive a true 90-day supply shipped directly to their home for free. For plan sponsors, there is a fixed price for any medications that are filled through the program, either $25, $50, $75, or $100 for that 90-day supply. Best of all, the program costs nothing to offer. No setup fees, administration fees, etc. The plan only pays for the actual costs of medications filled through the program. Now, one of the goals for almost every employer and a focus of today's webinar was about lowering cost, specifically the cost per day. Typically, when we crunch the numbers, looking at an employer's actual claim costs, we see savings of approximately 15 to 25%. Now, I want to be clear that this program is not always the cheapest on every medication, but on average, we see savings of 15 to 25%. And remember, this is savings for the plan only and does not include the thousands of dollars in savings for members as well. When you combine the savings to the plan and to your members, it can be a very significant number. One of the other goals that was laid out at the start of today's webinar is a focus on improving compliance. Think about this program in terms of the impact it could have on medication compliance. As we discussed earlier, most employers have a significant number of people who have a maintenance medication need. Side note, if you don't have a clear idea about how many people and what types of medication needs they have, I'd encourage you to find out. And that's something we can help you with at Benefits Ally. Okay, back to the topic at hand. It's really important as a plan sponsor that you're doing everything you can to make sure people who have a chronic condition are getting the medication they need. Unfortunately, as costs have gone up and employers have raised payroll deductions, co-pays, deductibles, etc., we're making it harder and harder for people to stay compliant with their medication needs. And people who are non-compliant are at risk for major claims. NEHI, formerly known as the New England Healthcare Institute, has estimated that solving non-adherence could save $290 billion each year. With a program like this, when you tell your employees, we care about you, your spouse, your children. We want you staying healthy and compliant with any maintenance medication. If you're diabetic and your doctor wants you to test your blood sugar daily, We're going to ship you a monitor and test strips for free. If your husband has high cholesterol and he should be taking a tour of a statin daily, you can get a 90-day supply at no cost. I mean, this sends a really positive message to your employees and can have a significant impact on medication compliance. Finally, to state it one more time, this program is all about additional choices. This is not designed to replace your current program, but simply another option for your employees to consider. If the current pharmacy program works best for someone, they can keep using it. If this alternative program seems like a good fit, fantastic. It's all about what makes sense for each individual. However, I can tell you on average, we see a 70% utilization rate on generics, meaning someone like Paul, who is on an existing medication like atorvastatin that is available through the program. For people who are on brand name medication, like Susie, who are willing and able to transition to a generic alternative, we see a 35% utilization rate. It says a lot about how employees perceive this program that the utilization rate is that high. People choose to use this program and love it. Okay, so we open today's webinar talking about maintenance medication and specifically lowering costs, additional choices, and improving compliance. I hope you have a better understanding of how this program helps employees in each of these three areas and why we are such advocates of this program at Benefits Ally. If you are interested in reviewing your claims data to understand how this program could impact your organization, the following slide will talk about next steps.
Okay, Brandon back again with Americanized Benefit Consultants, and I want to thank everyone for attending. Two quick items as we wrap this up. First, this is just one of many intelligent healthcare solutions that we bring to employers. If you like this solution, we've got many more in our toolkit that we would love to share with your team. Second, if you found today's presentation interesting, we would love the opportunity to discuss this program and see whether we can help you. In about 15 seconds, you'll see a calendar with available times for a meeting with our team. If you are interested, please select a time and date that is convenient for you, and we can get something on the calendar right now. Thank you for your time this morning to learn about the intelligent healthcare solutions we offer at Americanized Benefit Consultants. Have a great day, everyone.